You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog.
You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog.
Shalom, aloha, and welcome to the Man Dog Pod, the improv and conversation podcast with me, Dan Lippert, my co-host, Ryan Rosenberg. Happy Friday to the listeners. Happy Monday to you, Ryan.
Hey, happy Monday to you, Dan. You just gave away our secret. We do not record these the morning of.
No. Yeah, they don't go out live. They're not morning of. We need about at least a week to edit out what we would call the shit.
It's the shit. Yeah.
So anything you're hearing in here has made it, that means we think it deserves to be heard.
Yes. Yes. And if you want to see our disgusting cutting room floor, it's off limits. Off limits.
Yeah. That's a higher tier we'll make with just the most bullshit.
Yeah. If you're into it this much, you can see the crap for $100 a day.
Which people I'm sure would love to see.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm going to say it on the air right now, and then we'll have to talk. I want to figure out these intros because I think the show should start with the guests. Just,
yeah.
I don't know how to do it, but this part makes me so uncomfortable where you and I are talking and they feel like, should I talk yet? When can I talk?
Would you like me to interject?
Jukees Neal, one of our guests, interjecting. Hi, Jukees.
Taking it into his own hands.
Welcome back to the show.
Would you like us to introduce you?
Maybe the guests introduce us. Yeah.
Yeah.
James Mannion, go ahead and introduce us with Jukees Neal, our lovely guest.
Okay. James, you take Dan, I'll take Ryan.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Go ahead.
Hey, everybody. I just want to introduce to you the voice you've been hearing.
Don't forget my credits.
Yeah. Yeah. You know him from Paranormal Activity 4? It was
7,
six?
Dude. Did you do any research?
No research.
Yeah, I'm just looking at my notes here. I have that thing where when I look at numbers, I see colors instead.
I've never heard of that before. Sounds like synesthesia, but am I allowed to talk yet? Sorry.
Sorry. Please wait to be introduced.
No, yeah, we got it. We haven't introduced you yet.
You know him. You love him. He's heard of synesthesia, but not the thing I'm talking about. Dan Lippert.
Thanks, James. Woo! So happy to be here hosting on my own podcast.
Yes.
Thank you.
And the voice that you've been hearing laughing for the past minute. First, hold on, Ryan, what credits do you, and leave all of this in, what credits do you want me to use?
That's a good question. Maybe Man Dog Pod. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You know him as the host of the Man Dog Pod, which is the pod you're listening to right now. Please put your hands, your feet, your knees, and your elbows together for the one, the only, Ryan Rosenberg.
Yeah! The crowd goes wild with their feet.
Stop.
I'll say that does feel pretty good to get a nice introduction. That was really warm.
Yeah,
thank you.
It does. It always feels good to get an introduction. Mm-hmm. I also want to say, I think people will pay for the cutting room floor. And if they wouldn't for the previous episodes, my goal today is to be as offensive as I can. And anything that you don't hear, know that it was too offensive to be in the actual recording.
That's a great call.
And then charge people $100 to cancel me.
You gotta up your rate for getting canceled, dude.
That's true. Well, $100 each.
Yeah, I guess that's actually a pretty good price.
Yeah.
I'll get canceled. $1,000?
I'll get canceled for 25. I'll get canceled for 25.
It's not fair for you. You're already on your way out, dude. y'all, thanks for being here. I want to start with this question for our audience. We were talking about it off mic shortly before Jukees logged on, so you'll know what this is, Jaquise, but James mm-hmm. and Jaquise do a show, would you say monthly or intermittently, at the Elysian Theater in Los Angeles, a live Family it's Feud monthly. Show? Monthly. Mm-hmm. With amazing guests every time and a super fun show. James was saying that last night's question that stumped everyone, so I want to put it out there for our listeners, was if Elvis was alive and performing right now, do you want to say it, James, just so I don't ruin it?
Jaquise, do you remember the phraseology? Jaquise hosts the show, so he can say it says it in the show.
So the question was, and there were seven answers on the board, I think. Six answers. The question was, if Elvis were still alive today, name an artist that he would make a collab with or make a song with. And for anybody who's unaware of the Family Feud format, like, you have two people in the face off, and then if they both get strikes, which is rare, but it does happen, then you start going down the line of their family. I think there were, 13 strikes in a row?
I think like 12 or 13 incorrect guesses before anybody got one correct.
And the only one, the only guess was Miley Cyrus. And that was the only guess for the entire board. Nobody guessed anything else.
The rest of the board left unguessed.
I'm curious what the sum of the misses were, because I'm sure everyone at home is screaming into their radio or screaming into their own headphones saying, it's this person. What were some of the people that were not on the board?
I mean, honestly, the one, because I don't know the answers. I specifically, when we used to do the show at UCB, Dan, I think you did the show at UCB at one point before. I used to know the answers, as I hosted, and I wanted to stop that. So I don't know the answers. I don't know what's on the board. So when I heard Beyonce, I was like, oh, yeah, that's up there. And when that got X'd out, I was like, oh, I don't know what the fuck is up there. At all. So that was the most surprising one for me. No Beyonce.
I already know the number one because I guessed it right away. James will not.
Dan got it on the first try.
It was impressive.
For real. What was number one again? Oh, yeah. Gaga.
Gaga. And
I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter. I don't know what structure I'm trying to put onto this non-game. Some other guesses that popped into my mind were Ed Sheeran.
Mm-hmm.
No. Ryan, do you have any?
I mean, Miley Cyrus, Gaga, those are good ones. Definitely like big arena people, but I don't know. But no, I don't have any good guesses. Taylor Swift.
That was one of them.
That was one of them. Y'all should have been damn contestants yesterday. Yeah.
You're both two for two.
Well, would you rather get contestants who would get the answers right or who audiences would want to come and see? Because we'll get the answers right, but we're not going to bring an audience.
No, man. Audiences love correct guesses. They love that. That's what the show is built on.
Yeah.
That's what the show is built on. They want to see some wins because we actually do play for real prizes. In the game. They want to see some wins. They want to see the win. Although yesterday, I couldn't get a gauge on the energy of the crowd during that whole moment because I was like, this is long as shit.
Yeah.
It took like 3 minutes before before it was answered. It was kind of crazy.
It could have been 10 minutes. It took a really
long time. Watch people be frustrated for a long time.
Like, it was one of those things where it's like, oh, you do a long duration comedy or whatever, where it's like, at first it's like, okay, like what the hell? And then, and then it goes long enough and you're like, haha, this is funny how long it's going. But then it goes past that where it's like, all right, enough of this.
Yeah.
Like I can tell everyone was like really mad.
Somebody was like, can we skip the question?
All right, Johnson family. Now you guys have won everything that we offer here on Family Feud. You've made it all the way to the end of the season. So we have got a super duper stumper question for you. Are you guys ready for the $1 million question in Family Feud?
I've been waiting my whole life for this moment.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right, Johnson family, here we go. 100 people were surveyed about this question, and they were asked, what is my worst childhood memory? What is your host's worst childhood memory? Going to give you 20 seconds to think about it.
I'm going to be real with you, Mr. Harvey. This seems like a setup question that you are asking us to specifically not let us win the meal. The questions were easy up until this point.
Well, you get 10 strikes. You get 10 strikes. Oh. It's a tough question, but we give you a lot of choices. So $1 million on the line.
All right. All right. Was it that time that you accidentally was in the pool and a big log came swimming past you and brushed the side of your face?
Who told you about that? All right, let's see log in the pool. Is it up there? No, it was not log in the pool.
Wait, hold on. So that did happen to you, but it's not on the board?
That's right. That was one of my memories. I don't know how you found out about it, but not the worst one.
So
not
you
the
have,
worst one.
You have 8 worse memories than that?
9. Yeah, 9 worse memories than that.
Not, this is going to be so hard.
All right. You got 1X. Who else has a guess at my worst childhood memory for the $1 million?
Well, first of all, I just want to say once again, I'm so happy to have married into this lovely family. They've welcomed me with arms wide open, and I'm so proud to consider myself a Johnson, whatever happens here today.
He's trying a little too hard, isn't he, folks?
Hey, listen, it's not often where, you know, the Johnsons, the Black Johnsons, let a white man into the family. So
I hear you.
He just fits right in with us. What
he
can
just
we
fits
say?
Fits right in.
I'm so you don't understand how cool that was for me. I'm so happy.
All right,
I feel
all right.
So good.
Do you have a guess, sir?
Steve, I'm going to say coming into high school and still not being able to grow a mustache.
Well, though that was one of my worst memories, I don't think it is. Let's see, no mustache for Steve. No, unfortunately, no. I'll tell you what, as far as I can think, that was one of my worst nightmares. So I don't know what they got up there, but we'll see.
So you don't know what they've got up there of your own memories.
This was the first interview question they ever asked me. This is the super duper mega answer. I gave it a long time ago when I was first hired, and it, you know, no one's ever even gotten close. So they have the answer. God, I must have buried it down deep.
Okay.
All right.
Is that why you have such a big mustache now to
you refuse to trim
compensate for the fact that you couldn't grow one when you were
young? I don't know. I think I don't know. Maybe, yes. Yes.
Is that why you also famously advertise for a company that's all about not having logs in pools? One of the most confusing companies I've ever heard of.
I don't know if that's related, but yes. Yeah, probably. Yes.
It's called Log Jam. It jams up logs in the little filter around the pool.
Actually, I endorse 2 log jam companies. One you put in the pool filter, one you stick right up your hole.
You have a lot of jobs, Steve. Is every job you have related to a memory of yours that didn't quite go your way?
Great
Absolutely.
Question, Father.
Absolutely. Dad, he's trying too hard again.
Call me
folks.
Dad.
Okay,
no,
okay. I've got my guess.
Call me Dad.
I've got my guess.
My boy.
All right.
Okay. Is it about the time that you had to poop at school and you tried to clench to stop it from coming out?
Feels sad.
But you couldn't jam the log. And it came out while you were taking the standard of learning exam at the end of the year.
All right, so you guys must have been reading my Wikipedia page, because this is some intimate stuff about my logs growing up. And let's see if it's on the board. Log at school. No, it is not. Very close. Very close. You know, you guys are definitely barking up the right tree.
I need this $1 million. My family needs an operation. I need this $1 million.
What kind of operation is your family going to get?
We need to darken this boy up. He's married into this family now. He's too bright.
We're each going to give
a shade of our skin color and throw it on him.
Luckily, we're all the same blood type, so yeah, they can give me a shade of their skin color as a donation. Yeah,
that's very big of your family. Very big.
When he married in, we looked at his birth certificate, and we were like, it's the same blood type as us. He's going to fit right into this family. Yes.
Thank you,
all
honey.
Have the same blood type.
We base it all on blood type. You know what? I think I got it.
All right.
Is it the time you were 16 years old and you finally grew your mustache in and it was thick and bushy and you were taking a test and you had to poop and it clenched and it popped out and you got up to run away and you slipped and fell down on the poop and it got into that newly grown mustache? Is that up there?
Let's give it a check. Let's see if school poop slip into mustache in front of all your best friends is up there. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, that's right. You have won $1 million. Congratulations. And damn, I wish I would never have to remember that again.
Damn, Steve, hold on. Wait, I'm looking at your mustache right now.
Yeah?
I thought that was hair, but it doesn't appear
that's hair.
To be. Are you sure that's hair?
Why, what's it look like?
Kind of like a log.
No, I have the log jammer now. I don't need to have a log mustache.
Okay. Well, I don't want to get so close to it because I don't want to invade your space.
Yeah, but something in here does stink. I agree with you.
Take a whiff, son. Take a whiff.
Yes, Father. I hate to say it on national TV, but Steve Harvey's mustache smells like it's just a log that he shoved onto his face.
My new worst memory!
We cut immediately to commercial break. What a nice pool you have here. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Dun-it. Dun-it.
I'm just going to get another sip of a drink. I'm going to paddle right over to here.
I don't know what it is, but I feel like something's creeping up beside me, Dad.
Oh, you're being silly, son. There's nothing in this pool. It's nice and clean. We haven't cleaned weekly.
Hi, is this your worst nightmare? You're swimming around a pool and someone else's log comes right up to your pants or chest or mustache? Well, hi, my name is Steve Harvey, and get the log jammer. Both varieties, one for you and one for the pool.
Now I'll never have poop touch my shoulder again.
Wow, that's my boy.
Thanks, Dad. And scene. Thanks, Steve.
Scene.
Do we think he's ever gonna, because that felt like Family Feud kind of switched every 6 years or something host wise but he's had it for a long time now. He's not gonna give that
up. He's had it for I think he's had it since like 2010 or maybe a year or two before that. I don't know, man. I think he's gonna have it for a minute. I mean, I know the first ever Family Feud host was Richard Dawson, and he was there for shit almost 20 years.
Yeah, that's true.
And then the other dude killed himself, and then they like start having like new hosts every. But I feel like,
yeah, who else did it? Louis Anderson and Richard Karn. Those are the ones I remember.
Richard Karn, Louis Anderson, Ray Combe. That's the one who killed himself. And then John Hurley was also a host.
Oh, Jackie's Neal, maybe.
Look, if they'll let me do it, I'll ruin the show. I'll ruin it.
You couldn't.
I would love to.
What did y'all watch a lot of like game shows growing up?
I watched a shit ton. I watched anything my grandma was watching because she was always at home. So game shows, soap operas. I still watch soap operas today.
Oh yeah? What do you watch?
I watch General Hospital.
Oh, nice.
I haven't missed an episode in like 12 years.
Are you serious?
Whoa.
Wow.
How many episodes a week? Are there episodes every day?
5 days a week.
No, I don't watch them like live.
I don't watch them live. I'll watch them like on Hulu or some shit. Sometimes I'll watch them late because they come on like they air in the daytime or sometime. Yeah. And then I'll watch them like later that night, or I'll let like 5 or 6 build up and then like just having on the TV as I'm like eating or.
But you stay pretty current. You stay like up to date.
I literally haven't missed an episode since like 2012.
Is that something you would want? Would you want to do that? Be on a soap opera?
No, they are so bad. It infuriates me how bad it is. It's not good television. they're not, some of them are good actors, but right. like for the most part, they're bad actors. It's bad writing. The pacing is terrible.
And you can't get enough.
That I can't get enough. I watch it every day. And I watch it every day. I need to watch my stories every day.
Did they do that thing I saw for a while, soap operas during like early COVID, where people really couldn't be on sets together like that? Like, since they make stuff every day, they were doing it where one person, the camera was on them, but they were talking to like a mannequin. Did you guys ever see
that? Oh, shit.
They put like a mannequin across from whoever was talking with like a wig and whatever and got like a dirty over the shoulder.
Oh, really?
But you can fully see that it's like a mannequin, like lifeless because there's no movement or whatever. And it's just like watching a person talk to like a store window or whatever.
It was pretty wild. General Hospital didn't do that. They weren't allowed to kiss, but they could still get close and shit. But like anytime they would kiss, it would like go away or the scene would cut. But Young and the Restless, I think, which I don't watch, or Bold and the Beautiful, because there's not many on now. There used to be a shit ton. And now there's only like three. One of those two was using the mannequins, and they would actually have to like make out with the mannequins and shit.
Crazy. I feel like General Hospital, at least they have something to do. You know what I mean? Like, it feels like a little less soapy because they're like doing hospital work. The other ones, like Bold and the Beautiful, whatever, it seems like those people are just walking around living rooms talking about affairs. Like,
that's pretty much all.
Yeah, it's like just love stories that are constantly like turning over and causing drama, but there's no like stuff.
Yeah. General Hospital is half hospital show, half mob show. Like, that's what General Hospital is, half about the mob and is half about
the
inner workings of a hospital.
The mob?
At all. Yeah.
Yeah. It's half like the two main families. The Quartermains, they are the hospital family, the respected business family, and the Corinthos family, which is the mob family. And they run the mob, and they're part of, like, the five families. So, like, Sonny Corinthos is, like, a Tony Soprano. And Stephen A. Smith is, like, one of his, the real Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah, I saw that,
like,
Stephen A. Smith has an arc on
it. He has, like, he has a recurring role. Like, not all the time. He'll
he
do an episode.
He works for the Corinthos family?
He works for the Corinthos family.
Needs to be killed.
Yes, seriously. He's, like, a smooth, suave, like tech like hitman type person. God. It's pretty fucking funny.
I might start watching General Hospital.
Is he still on there? Or is his arc
Stephen
over?
A. Smith?
Yeah.
He'll show up like once every like two or three months and have like two or three episodes and then be gone. Yeah. So he's not like a recurring, like he's on every week or no shit. He's like a guest star. That
I did see a clip of him on there and like he does have that like weird gravitas that's like perfect for soap.
He holds the space, man.
Crazy.
What would y'all's thing be if you were like, even like him or even more successful? Like you know, James Franco, the maligned pervert.
That was General Hospital.
He like was like, I want to be on a soap opera. I want to like challenge myself. What would y'all's thing be that is like, I'm gonna use my like sway and my fame to do a thing that that would otherwise make no sense.
Right, That's a good one.
Ooh, that's a good one. I mean, you know, like everybody, I've mapped out what my life could have been, and my life would have been. I'm an actor. I act, but I also booked a role, like an 8 Mile type role, where I was singing. And then parlayed that into a singing career.
Okay.
I would like use my sway to just like make albums, which I know everybody does that already.
Sure. Right.
Great. I love the idea of getting to hang with musicians. That's like all I want is to feel cool like that.
What else? There has to be a better one though than that.
Yeah, mine might be that like. I could never do this in my real life, but like to convince someone to let me rap would be pretty fun. But like cool dudes, you know what I mean? Like, you know, Young Thug or whoever, like it's not just me and Justin Bieber, but it's like me and real rappers.
Can I change mine? I know what it will be.
You can, yes.
I would convince like Carnival Cruises or Royal Caribbean or some shit to let me be a cruise director for like a month.
Oh, that's
and like not tell anybody, just like celebrity Jackie's Neal, like is the cruise director for this cruise ship for like a month.
So and you're doing, you're planning all the events. You're in charge. Like,
no, I would still. I would let somebody else do the real work. I would just be the figurehead face.
Oh, okay.
yeah, I mean, you're maybe not, I would plan some events.
Would you want to be like on the ship?
Or yeah. Just, oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
For that month, you're there as sort of. The,
I'm
like,
there.
This sort of like
I'm the dude.
Figurehead of the ship. This
I think we could get that to happen. You might have to wait a few years, but I think we could make that happen.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Man, that would be.
No, I don't have a hookup, but I think you're going to get there.
I mean, it sounded like you had a hookup.
No, I know. I'm sorry. I gave the wrong impression. What about you,
what
Dan?
About you, James?
James?
Yeah.
James, do you have one?
I think it'd be cool. I mean, this isn't like a, this wouldn't be like a career thing, but I think it would be cool to like throw the first pitch at a baseball game.
Yeah.
I think that would be.
That's good.
You think you could make it the full 90? Like,
I think it'd be nerve wracking. I mean, I could make it the full way to the plate, but it would definitely be nerve wracking.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, really, James, you play baseball.
I played
baseball with you for two seasons.
I
you can make that throw.
I can definitely make the throw, but with everybody watching you, I bet
what if it slips?
Yeah. Okay. Like, I don't think I would pull a Fauci and like throw it away or whatever. Like, I think I would get it to the catcher. It's just, I would, in the moment, I would have to make a decision like, am I going to try to throw heat down the middle? Like, am I going to try to throw like a nice pitch, or am I just going to try to make sure
right.
I lob it over the plate and don't embarrass myself?
So I'm you don't not sure have what to I would look good. Try to look good and then be humiliated.
Right. Right. I'm not. Okay. Yeah. I think that would be worse.
Yeah.
If I was like, I'm really going for it. And it was like, in the dirt or something like that.
Yeah.
I just went to an Angels game and one of the ex-Angels pitchers threw out the first pitch and he did throw it past the catcher. And it was a funny moment where like he was a little bit genuinely embarrassed. You know, he was like, I'm a pro.
I used to do this my whole life.
Totally. What about you, Dan? What would you use your influence for?
Man, a lot popped into my mind while we were talking about all of these. So I'm going to throw out the like, this is actually legit what I would like to happen. Is I would like to restart the celebrity, like Rockin' Jock, the MTV like celebrities and athletes like play basketball together. That would be really fun. But Jaquie's talking about the cruise lines. I think it would be so fun to partner with the Cirque du Soleil and like be the creative director of the show and be like, that's all right, here's all the cool things I think should happen. Can you make all these things happen?
Right.
And here's
right.
like the story I want to tell.
That's amazing.
And you get to meet so many cool, different, for lack of a better word, weirdos. You know what I mean? Like those people come from all over the world just to be gymnasts in those shows.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Like okay, everybody gather around. we've completed... an incredible run of our previous show, Bullshit. And now we are planning, we're going to do our next show. And we have a very special guest, a guest director who you have all heard of because he's so famous. Mm-hmm. And we are here to help him
Who is it?
We are here.
Who is it? Get to the point. Get to the point.
He's a man who needs no introduction.
Introduce him.
I can't wait to see who it is.
And we are here to bring his vision to life, whatever it may be, for our next show, Liper.
Yes.
Everybody, welcome Dan Liper.
Hey. Wow, it's so great to be here. Yeah, awesome. I'm such a huge fan of what y'all do.
Dan,
yes.
The floor is yours. Okay. Tell us, what
are you going to teach us, Dan LePere?
Well, honestly, I don't know how it works here, but let's throw that word teach right out. This is a collaboration.
We?
We?
We, yeah.
We?
There is... yeah. No more hierarchy here. We're going back. I mean, you're all French, it sounds like. We're going back to the invention of democracy, you know, the French Revolution.
Oui, oui.
So we want to be democratic in the way we talk about things, even.
Oh, yeah, c'est Pepe Le Pew. Comment se dit?
I we're going to need a translator because those words, I didn't understand a single one of them.
He said, yes. Pepe Le Pew, how do you say?
Oh, okay. So is he okay?
It's a turn of phrase. Oh,
okay, okay. Yeah, all right, great.
Now, Mr. LePere, I have one question for you. Do you have the whole show planned? Or do you want to ask a questions of how we like to do it?
Well, I want to give you what I think the show should be. And then you tell me what's possible and what's not. Does that make sense?
Beautiful.
Okay. Beautiful. Oui. Beautiful. Oui. As long as there is dancing, as long as there is song, as long as there is romance, and as long as there is baguettes, I am happy.
Absolutely. There must be baguettes.
There must be baguettes.
Can I say... I do a lot in Los Angeles, and you spend a lot of time around, like,
We know.
yes, it's a very fake city.
We spit on Los Angeles.
I know. If I could live anywhere else.
Los Angeles is where commerce took art to die.
Yeah, it's not like Vegas, right?
No, Vegas is where artists live. You live.
Living in bright.
You leave Perry to come live in the desert to do art.
Great. Well, okay. I love this attitude. And in L.A., the French people, they're all posers. I love the authentic French energy I'm getting here. It's really something. And here's what I want to do. We've got Zumanity, the sexy show, right? The sexy Cirque du Soleil. We've got Love, the Beatles show. That's all kind of like songs and imagery and stuff we know from that. I want to do LePere New, and it's all new metal inspired early 2000s music and style.
Like a pop punk?
Well, pop punk is adjacent, but no, new metal is a little
like
more.
Like the people who sing Limp Bizkit?
Yes, exactly. Limp Bizkit, Korn. Stained. The list goes on, of course.
You say Freak on a Leash.
Yes. You say it perfectly. And so I would love to take all of that, but also, of course, the sexy stuff. It's 18 and over from Zumanity. It's that.
18 and over,
But
May I try what I think this could be like?
Yes. Oh, the spark is already. I knew it. Yes, the creative spark is going.
The sparks are. Oh, yeah, I see a beautiful woman. She is laying on top of baguettes.
Love it.
Beautiful lingerie, booty is up in the air.
Sure.
And I walk into the room. I chante to the left. I chante to the right, and I say, "You think you're special." You do. I can see it in your eyes. This time I'm gonna let it all come out.
Yes.
This time I'm gonna stand up and shout. We'll do things my way. It's my way or the highway. Is that what you are thinking?
Oh my God. You have blown my mind, Jacques, I'm assuming. Hey, this is
correct.
Exactly. Can we get the baguettes? Can we get enough? Or are they fake? Or are they real? These are the questions I don't know as I'm entering this world.
Oh, you never have
I have another
baguettes.
Pitch.
Okay, great.
What about after they eat all the baguette, after they go home, work is done, now it is time to play. So they go out to the red light district and they hear, Sum 41 or something.
Okay, yes. So this is like you know, we've gotten the serious romance, but now it's the fun and games kind of part of it, which is it's a term in filmmaking from Save the Cat and scripts and stuff, fun and games after page 25, act two kind of stuff. So that's what you're saying. And so do you have a song in mind, or would you like me to pitch one of the many Sum 41 songs that I know?
Yes, I don't know any of the songs. I just,
great. Well,
you know,
In Too Deep is a great one, but that feels a little more a vibe of later when someone realizes they're in too deep. You know, they've gotten in.
Oh, yes, I remember now.
Zahel song, perhaps?
Yes.
You know, everyone sort of chaotic, fun, satanic, satanic enjoyment.
Yes, that one is.
Yes,
ooh, that one's great satanic. Because it's not one everyone will remember right away. But when you say it, it's like, oh yeah, that one. I love it. So, what's the play happening here? Obviously, and that's what I want to leave to you. I'm imagining. You know, we've got some 41's Hell song. Everybody's got their problems. Everybody says the same thing to you.
Well, obviously, I'm leaning back.
It doesn't matter how you solve them.
I'm leaning back as far as I can. And I am using someone else's weight, body weight, to counter my body weight. And we are creating a balance. Mm-hmm. And then another woman comes up and she will stand on my shoulders. And another woman will come up and stand on his shoulders and...
Yes.
Continue to build a tree.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm.
Okay.
Because it's the tree of people.
Yes, the tree of people. And then the tree of people will be raised into the air and spin around and around and around.
Wow, you guys are doing it right in front of me right now, just kind of improvising. This is incredible.
Oh, yes. This is no big deal.
Wow. Mm. And just, I'm just like, what's coming out of me when I see this is like, girl, you're a crazy tree, but you fuck so good, I'm on top of it.
Yes!
Oh, yes! Yes, it fucks so good. Pepe Le Pew! Pepe Le Pew!
I knew your guys' taste would exactly align with mine. This is really...
Lippert! Mr. Daniel! Mr. Daniel Lippert, I just have to say... When you were first introduced, and it was such a long introduction, I was very worried. I was like, this American, this Yankee may not have what it takes to vibe with us Frenchmen. No women. But as you are here, and you are pouring with inspiration, I must say, you fit right in. And for that... You are the head Pepe Le Pew.
Oh, my God. Is that good? Because in America, Pepe Le Pew is kind of a bad guy right now.
But for French people, he's still
a hero. Okay, good.
His stink is positive.
Well, I'm not so sure that he's a hero for French people either. I think they sort of view, we sort of view him as a stereotype of us. A bad stereotype.
I don't know. That is how I am.
I don't know.
I stink like shit and I follow women around.
And I talk like this. I talk just like Pepe Le Pew.
Same.
Now, that's not a bad stereotype.
Go ahead.
Oh, just I took like 3 years of French in school, and I had almost nothing to offer. like I know that I know more French than that, but as just improvising, none of it comes to mind. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe if I would have ordered a meal. Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, that's the weird thing with class, like language classes, is they teach you stuff that's not like really practical, it feels like.
Mm-hmm. They teach you how to like visit the place once.
Yeah.
Get around.
Where's the bathroom? Where's the, yeah. Yeah.
They don't teach you how to do an impersonation of a French person.
Ridiculous.
They just teach you how to speak the French language.
Yeah.
I feel like Spanish is a little different because it's like so prevalent. Because I learned Spanish in middle school and high school, and it never like goes away. Where it's like French, like I don't hear French almost ever in my day to day life.
No,
yeah, I'd have to really pursue it.
Because Spanish is very widely spoken here in the entire country, mm-hmm. And And almost every major metropolitan like area has also like a Chinatown or an Asian population and other languages as well. But like, I feel like I don't know any pocket of any major city where it's French people.
Yeah.
Like at all.
That's very true.
I think it went more Canada way, right? Maybe. Like Montreal.
Yeah,
and
that's
Quebec
Canada.
And stuff.
100%. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't.
I went on a cruise once. I went on a cruise once, and like apparently it was a Canadian holiday, so it was a bunch of Canadian people on there, and I was like 16 or 17, so I didn't know. So I was like, "All right, I was still trying to like find teenagers to fuck, and like I was like, "Oh, Canadians, like yeah, them just like Americans, like that." And then everybody was talking French and shit. I couldn't understand nobody. I was so mad. I ain't getting no pussy that cruise. I was so mad.
I'm only gonna cut out the part where you said you were 16 or 17 at the time, so it sounds like you were an adult.
I was trying to find teenagers.
That'll go on the $100 tier.
Yes,
that's funny.
$100 tier, just be clarification.
I feel like, yeah, we make you sound awful, and then we clarify for more money. I feel like as you get, like, I never traveled at an age where I was both single and confident. You sound like you were confident enough in high school. Like that would not have been my experience on a cruise. I would not have felt able to like hit on people. But I feel like older wise. The language barrier becomes less of a problem because it's like we kind of can get on the same page of like, oh, we both just want to have sex. We don't really even need to talk that much. But
yeah,
when you're younger, you still feel like have to get to know people and whatever a little more.
Yeah. That's you feel because, like you got to impress them.
Yeah.
You've mastered the universal language of love, Dan.
Ooh. Now, James, you really read between the lines there. Absolutely yeah. Right.
We are having James on to talk about his new book, The Universal Language of Love.
Universal Language of Love. There's all kinds of communications we're putting out there that are completely nonverbal, but we're communicating all the same.
Absolutely.
Interesting. Okay. That's really interesting.
Absolutely.
I need to take your class.
Yeah. I go around not talking to people and just giving off vibes. I walk up right next to them and I communicate with them.
And how does that work? Does that work pretty well?
Well, no.
That was absolute. Oh, yep.
Excuse me, my friends and I are just going out tonight where it's this stupid funny thing that we all kind of went through breakups in the same few weeks and we're just out and we couldn't help but noticing you just sitting over here drinking. What is that?
Oh.
Kahlua? Straight Kahlua?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow.
There's just an energy going on that like, I don't want to be crazy, but like, We're into you. Is that too forward? I don't know. I haven't been on the market for 7 years.
Listen, if you weren't going to come over here and say it, I was going to come over here and say it for us. So no, it's not too forward at all. We're into you. We're into you.
Ladies, that's very flattering. I'd say let's keep the talking to a minimum and just be here. I know you're probably a little confused, but that is the reason why you came over. I didn't even have to say anything. I mean, we're operating on a whole different level right now.
Okay.
That I can feel with you. So let's,
whoa.
Would you like a Kahlua? I'll order you a Kahlua and then we can carry on with our night.
I'm not going to lie. I generally do not love people who can't engage me in conversation and people who can't tickle my intellectual brain with interesting personalities. But I am sopping wet right now. And I that sounds great. Pour me a glass of that Kahlua.
Shannon.
Oh, here we go.
Shannon.
Bought a whole bottle.
Oh my God, gosh. You got Kahlua bottle service.
Wow.
Sliding these over to you.
Okay. So I know we're not supposed to talk, but we just kind of sit here and sip this drink, this milky alcohol?
I don't know. You tell me.
Okay.
Wow. Here you are, sir. Another round of Rocky Mountain oysters from the lady over there in the corner.
Oh.
That's bull testicles,
I'll just
right?
wave to her. Thank
we
you.
We see she faints.
Well, I'm going to help myself. Feel free to partake.
May I ask, what is a Rocky Mountain oyster? I've never heard of that before. I'm not as refined, I think.
I can't really tell you about it with words. It's just something you need to try for yourself. Here, to take one. There's horseradish and sauce if you like.
Wow, thank you. Yeah, super chewy. Really chewy.
It's really chewy. It's
really like gristly almost and chewy.
You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to.
Oh, you should have said that.
Oh, fuck. I'm just so, I'm just out of a long, unhealthy relationship, very codependent. And I don't know if I'm talking about myself too much, but I have not been on the dating scene in a while. Shut up. Lindsay, shut your mouth.
No. It's all right. I understand it. It's been a while since you've been out here. I mean, you're still getting used to picking up the signals, reading the room, noticing what's going on around you after your last relationship. So it's all right. Just relax. Just enjoy the Kahlua. Slurp the oysters. You can bite into them one or two times, but you don't really chew. You don't keep them in your mouth for too long. You know, let them slide down and just see how you feel. And we'll see where the night takes us after that.
Can I, if you don't mind, we never even got your name. And normally that's an important part of the process. What is your name?
What do you think my name is?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Is that what they're doing now, Lindsay?
I don't know. I think I just very quietly orgasmed when he was so confidently made us.
I saw it. Yeah. I saw your knee shake.
Oh my God. Okay. I guess if I have to guess your name based on the soul patch, but also the cowboy hat.
You don't have to guess. You already know.
Oh.
Oh.
Probably Thaddeo?
Thaddeo. That's what I was going to say.
My name is Thaddeo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thaddeo. Wow.
All right, let's see, Thaddeo. Yeah, so I got your loan application. Looks like you're trying to start a business here, but most of the application is blank. I don't know what you want me to do with this.
Well, what do you think?
How
much money do you think I make?
Well, based on your financials,
Sorry,
it looks
I had
like zero.
A bunch of Kahlua last night.
No,
coughing a little bit.
I can smell it. It smells sort of like alcohol, but sort of like coffee.
That's right.
So it looks like you want to start a business, and you're right. Looking for a loan to get that off the ground. Mm-hmm. I there's just no details here.
There's no details. Well, let's just get to know each other. And then maybe we can fill in the details from there. Or maybe we'll find that, you know, we don't have to.
All right. Well, my first question is, where does the name Thaddeo come from? Is that a mix of Thaddeus and Daddeo? Or what?
I mean, you'd have to ask my parents, but... I think it's got something to do with the soul patch.
I think that too. I think that too. So does that brings up another question. Were you born with a soul patch or did you get named late in life?
I was born with a soul patch.
Okay. All right.
And,
well,
at least, you know, I mean, there was one there, whether there was or wasn't a physical soul patch there. I mean, there was a soul patch there. Now there's a physical soul patch there.
I see that. Yeah. Well, Thaddeo, I'd love to help you out here, but I just don't really have much info to go off of. If you're looking to start like a modeling agency or, I don't know, a photography business.
I'm looking to start a modeling agency.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
You already know. Okay. I communicated all that to you by just being here with you. I want to start a modeling agency.
Hi, I'm sorry to interrupt. The gentleman with the... damn it, what are they called? The normal glasses that become sunglasses when you walk outside?
Transition lenses?
Yeah, the gentleman with the transition lenses wanted to...
Although I think putting a name on them is limiting them so much. They're really so much more than what can be described by just transition lenses.
Feeling your energy.
What about him?
Well, I'm feeling your energy. I can tell exactly why he's doing this. He wanted me to come over and he wanted to comp you a loan on his behalf. So, that's on him over there.
Oh, well.
That's on me. That's on me.
Just wave to him.
Nice Thank lenses.
You. Oh, my God. He's Thank going you. Into shock.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks for underwriting my modeling agency, sir.
You welcome, Thaddeo.
Ding dong.
Hello?
Hi, Thaddeo? Is this Thaddeo? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hi, I am the doctor who gave birth to you. I'm sure you don't remember me.
You're my mother? Because my mother gave birth to me. Or you're the doctor who delivered... My mother's a doctor. the doctor's my mother.
Oh, was that like that? Was that riddle? Yeah. Turns out the doctor is my mother.
Oh no.
Have you guys ever known?
I cut off whatever that doctor was going to say.
The reason I called the scene is because I was like very unconfident in that tag. It wasn't going to get funnier than that.
It was very funny. It was very funny.
The doctor was going to want to have sex with you and had been waiting until enough time had gone by.
Okay, good. He's waiting for the soul patch to come in.
Do y'all know of any... Do y'all have like long-standing, because like that's the riddle, like the doctor mother and shit like that. Do y'all have like riddles and or jokes that you tell, like that you've been telling since you were like a teenager that still hit to this day?
Man, I can never remember any. No.
Man.
Our friends do a podcast called Hey Riddle Riddle. That's all they do. They do riddles and improv, and it's always like, oh, right. That's right. Riddles. But like, I'm so bad at remembering stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's one I remember, and it's more of a joke than a riddle. It's not a riddle at all. It's more of a joke. But then when you hear the punchline, it's like, oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I'll say it as quick as possible. So there's a kid with a single mom. The kid is 10. The kid is asking his mom all types of questions. First question, he asks her, hey, mom, how much do you weigh? And she says, son, you're never supposed to ask a lady her weight. That's just rude. And then he goes away disappointed, defeated. He comes back the next day. He's like, Ma, I got another question for you. How old are you? And she was like, son, you're never supposed to ask a woman her age. So he goes away defeated again. He comes back and he says, Ma, I have a really serious question. Why did you and dad get a divorce? And she says, well, you got to ask your dad that, son. I just don't know. So he goes to school the next day. He says, man, my mama won't tell me anything, man. I keep asking her questions and she won't let me know who she is. And the friend is like, oh, look on her driver's license. It tells you everything you need to know about like anybody. So he goes home, looks at the license, and he was like, I got you. He was like, Ma, I know how old you are. 54. She was like, that's right. And I know how much you weigh. 135 pounds. She was like, that's right, son. And he's like, and I know why you and dad got a divorce. She was like, why? It's like, because you got an effing sex.
That's pretty
like
good.
Every time, that's pretty good. And like, that's the only joke that I know. Like, but it makes me think of like just knowing riddles and jokes forever.
Yeah.
And just telling people. Like all types of shit.
You're also
one for all ages too. Like you could tell that in any setting, and I think it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From 2 to 20, 200. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're like a good storyteller. I think about this a lot with myself. I am constantly worried that a story, a joke, whatever, is like boring. And so I'm always rushing to the end of it, which I think like makes people lose confidence in your storytelling. And I'm like always envious of people who can really tell like all the details and like set up every part of a story or a joke so that it works at the end, where I like,
right.
I like get to the punchline or the of a story or whatever so fast that like you lose the buildup and like my emotional experience of why the thing that happened to me was so interesting or funny.
Yeah, anyway, the punchline is this. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry
yeah.
Here's what happened. That's what matters. Here's what happens. You know what happened. because you can definitely go too much in the other way though, where you're like some people tell a story and as they're telling it, they'll be like, should I fill in this other detail? Right. Like I bring something up and then they go down a whole nother path.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I feel like I do that sometimes where it's like, oh, this thing that I have to mention to get to the punchline.
Right.
I'm like, well, maybe I should explain what that is too. Yeah. And it's like, no, that's meaningful to me, but it is not meaningful to the person listening to this story. It is difficult to like make sure you're only giving the setup stuff that's going to make the payoff good.
Yeah.
I find it like difficult too when I'm excited. Cause like I get excited to tell the story or whatever. And then it's like, oh, am I missing it? Am I leaving it out? Am I, you know, and like that.
Oh yeah. And then, this happened. Oh yeah. And also that, happened. Cause
I get that too.
The like rushing, the excited thing.
No. Being the other person who's listening and be like, man, get to the fucking. Yeah.
right.
Yeah.
My favorite feeling that like there should be a word for is when a Uber driver is telling you a joke and you don't know where it's going to go. Like you don't know which side of it they're on. And it's like the relief of it not being an offensive joke at the end is like one of the great feelings of all time of like, okay, all right. I didn't know like where it's like, so, you know, like some Swedish women walk into a bar and you're like, okay, all right, we've got a lot of potential.
Okay, what's this guy look like? Yeah. How big is his beard and how baggy are his clothes?
Are you John?
Yep. I'm John.
Yeah, come on in, man. This is your car.
Oh,
yeah,
great. Yeah. Thanks so much. Thanks so much. Absolutely. For picking me up.
Absolutely. Hey, I got chargers for you. I got mints. I got gum. You know, anything you need.
I'll take a mint, actually. That sounds great.
Yeah. Absolutely. Here's a Tic Tac. You got some water back there.
Oh, great.
Help yourself.
Thank you.
Oh man, going to the farmer's market, huh?
Yeah, going to the farmer's market. Ooh. Yeah,
man, I love the farmer's market. I got, you know what? I got this funny ass story / joke about the farmer's market.
Oh.
Last year, I was on my way to the farmer's market, right? And it was these fat ass bitches who was walking down the street. Just these fat ass, knock-kneed, heavy ankle pass bitches walking down the street, right?
Oh, my God.
And then
God.
Everybody was like... and then I was driving my car, and then everybody was like, hey, why the street keep on shaking? Is it the car, or is it the fat bitches? And then I got out of the car, and I was like, listen here. Never talk about anybody's weight like that. It's the wrong thing to do. Yeah. And then they laughed and was like, you right, my man, and gave me $5 for that wisdom. And then, you know, I took, you know, my customer to the farmer's market, and that was that.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you got out of the car and you told everyone to stop.
Yeah, to stop.
All right.
I also then gave, I also did give those fat bitches some Slim Fast.
Jesus Christ, dude.
No, they was asking for it. They had a sign. They said, like, hey, does anybody have any Slim Fast?
They did?
Yeah.
No, they didn't.
I didn't give it to them just because I thought they were overweight. They were asking for
well,
it. I had some
not.
In my car. Yeah, look in the left pocket. You see the Slim Fast back there? If you want some, you can have some.
You got Slim Fast back here? Well, yeah, I'll yeah, have man. Some, but...
I'm an Uber driver. I got everything, man. I got everything.
Okay, you know, I don't... Look, you said that that was kind of a joke slash a story. I mean, did any of that happen, or were you telling me a joke? Or which part of it was the joke and which part of it was real? Because it seems like you... In the story, you came down on the side of like, hey, don't say that about people.
Yeah.
But then also that's how you're describing it. So I don't know.
Yeah, no. It was a story. The joke part was actually, I didn't get to the joke part. It was
no, I don't want to hear it.
Oh, okay.
All right. That's we fair. Got that's kale, baby mixed greens. We got lemons and limes down there. Other citrus. I think we have persimmons and stuff. So come on up, guys, you know, got everything you need.
Okay. Oh, you persimmons.
Yeah. Yeah. You had persimmon before? A lot of people haven't had them.
No, I haven't, but I'm interested to try.
Okay. Well, let me get you a sample. Here you go. Why don't you go ahead and take one with a toothpick there.
Okay. Wait.
Oh. You look familiar. Have you come to the farmer's market often?
Yeah. I come like every Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Like every other Saturday, maybe.
I thought I recognized you. I thought I recognized you. You know who else I fucking recognize around here?
Who?
There are some of, you know, it's a farmer's market. It's a lot of organic stuff, a lot of healthy stuff.
Yeah, that's why I come.
There are some of the fattest fucking knock-kneed bitches come to this farmer's market.
Jesus Christ.
I swear to God, you would not expect it because they're probably here just for like the honey and the sweets. You know what I mean? They're probably not even here for the vegetables.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
No, I'm just kidding, dude. That's what that guy says.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm regular.
There's people standing. That's what that guy says?
Yeah, that guy's an asshole. He works at the farmer's market. He's a prick. I serve everybody equally.
You're just telling me you're doing an impression of that guy?
Yes. You don't know him yet, but when you go see him, you're going to be like, whoa, that was actually satire, what he was doing. It sounded mean, but he was satirizing a meaner person. So I'm good.
Satire during a...
Yes.
At a farmer's market where I'm trying to buy persimmons?
Here, let me get your free persimmon. And do you like kale? You like a thick leaf?
Yeah, I love kale.
Okay.
I would love some kale. I mean, sure. Yeah, I'll get some kale and then I'll be on my way.
Hey, man, okay, are you doing an impression of me over there? Is he doing me?
Oh,
is he doing me over there?
Maybe.
I swear, man, you can't do anything at farmers markets anymore. You can't describe the foods. You can't describe the fruits. You can't describe the people. You used to be able to talk about everything here and not have to worry.
What are you worried about? I mean, the guy just, it was really more just repeating the awful things that you said.
I don't say awful stuff.
I'm not even really sure you're being punished. He's just repeating
at these farmers markets, you should see the hummus people. You know who's coming in for hummus.
Stop.
Well, yeah, wait. Oh, come on. You don't know who's coming in for hummus?
I'm coming in for hummus.
You talking about the fat knock-kneed bitches?
Stop.
I'm kidding. I don't talk that way. I'm doing him.
You're doing him to him?
Yes.
He doesn't know that. He just thinks that you talk like him.
Right. I'm trying to bring him in, get him as a friend, and then I'll say, hey, buddy, you know, you really shouldn't talk like that.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
That's where we're heading.
Now, you've been poisoned by the farmer's market police. We all know who wants hummus. I'm not even saying it, and you know who I'm talking about.
I want hummus. I want hummus
okay.
because
well,
that's,
you
the thing that, that's the thing that people...
The farmer's market's have gotten
hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, man. I happen to overhear y'all. Y'all talking loud. My booth is right here. I heard you want some hummus. You want some persicky-nickety. Yo, man, let me ask you something, man. You want some meat, my man? You want some meat? You want some meat?
Yes.
All right,
yes,
man. 100%. All right. Let me save y'all from these two people because he's always up here saying the crazy shit. My man always up here impersonating the crazy shit. Come on over here, what we saying, and we just eat some meat.
Great.
You know what I'm saying?
How about, we don't have to eat it here, but I would love I would love some meat.
I do not want to
deal with these guys anymore. These guys are that's so fair. Offensive.
Okay.
That's fair, man. Well, before I give you, you are offensive, man. Yeah, I get y'all. I get y'all. Hey, man, I poached y'all customer. Let me see if I can make a sale. All
right. All right, do your best. I do want to point out that guy is wearing a yarmulke and buying hummus right now. I do want to point that out.
You're right. I'm not going to turn around to look.
Oh, yeah. I can't. Yeah,
actually,
okay.
he right. That guy is wearing a yarmulke and wearing and purchasing.
I'll have to take your word for it because I'm not.
Well, that's not wrong.
I'm not going to look. I'm not
going to yarmulke buy hummus.
Yeah, it's right here. It's right behind you, bro.
I don't know what's right and what's wrong anymore. I just want to get out of here.
Well, first, man, let me tell you a little story about where I get my birds from. You know what I'm saying? You know, this bird right here actually used to be a parrot. You know what I'm saying? And I know you might be thinking like, oh, a parrot. But nah, man, they actually taste good. And this bird, man, got an interesting story, man. One time a black dude walked into a bar, right? You know what I'm saying? And this parrot was on his shoulder, you know? His parrot was on his shoulder. And then a whole bunch of people at the bar turned around and was like, oh, shit, where you get that from? And the parrot spoke up and was like, Africa. And then everybody was like, yo, yo, that's racist. And the parrot was like, you right.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. The parrot learned a lesson.
The parrot learned a lesson. The parrot learned a lesson.
That's good.
Okay. Okay.
I hate black people too, though. So, you know, I get.
And we see at this, James is cracking up. He's never laughed harder. He's agreeing. He's shaking the guy's hand.
He runs over and he pulls the yarmulke right off the Jewish man's head and slaps his hummus into the ground and said, you don't deserve this.
We see James Banyan does all of this.
Scene. And then he goes to an improv show. That got pretty real for you, huh, James? That got pretty real at the end for you.
Yeah, that got real. Yeah, I don't even know what to say. I can't believe I did all those things.
I appreciate you taking accountability, though.
That's all we ask is
accountability.
Well, folks, we also do voicemails here on the show. These are listener voicemails. They call and leave 30-second to minute-long voicemails. It's been a while since we've done one. They're all true stories, and we do scenes off of them. We will have to write down the number in the future. I'm sorry I don't have it on me because we changed it. But that's what's going to happen, and that's the intro to the voicemail segment. Here we go. This one is about Spain, apparently.
Hey guys, I'm calling from Spain, and I just wanted to say your show really keeps me connected with what's going on back in the States. Okay, so one time when I was a kid, I was at a minor league baseball game with my parents, and we were sitting in the no smoking zone, and there was this lady in a leopard fur jacket smoking a cigarette, and my mom is really confrontational, contrary to most Minnesotans, which is where we were. And she went over there and confronted the lady about smoking the cigarette, and they ended up getting in this huge fight. The woman put her cigarette stub out in my mom's hair, and then my mom slapped the lady so hard that her beer flew all over her. Anyways, I was crying by the end of it. The fireworks were going off in the background because there was a baseball game and there were fireworks at the end of the game, and then the security had to come and escort them both away. So that's my story. I hope you can get some fun out of it. Thanks again, guys. Bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, for thanks story, for the great story.
And for listening all the way in España. It would be funny if this is where she got all her information about what's going on in America. And it's like,
I was like, this episode might be the wrong one to listen to.
I hate to break it to you. We're not talking about everything.
Wow.
Yeah, that's interesting.
You know, cigarette out in her hair.
Yeah, doesn't seem like that's a good place to put a cigarette out. Seems like a dinner box.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, kids. I'm so happy that your mom let me have y'all for the weekend. And I know I don't have a lot of money, so I brought y'all here to this Little League game. But at least they got fireworks, right? How many Little League games do you guys know that have fireworks at the end of it? So, like, you can, you know, say that
dad, you know, did something cool and it's a little bit cool. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hey, let's go. Throw the heat. Throw the cheese at that fucker.
Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Throw
whoa,
the fucker whoa. Some cheese.
Hey, excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, sir.
I got my two kids here, you know what I'm saying? And this is their weekend with dad. I'm trying to impress them. And one thing that we're not going to do is we're not going to curse at the Little League game. All right, sir? We're not going to curse at the Little League game. And while you're at it, can you please put that cigar out as well? Please.
Dad, don't
please.
Get hurt, okay? Don't get hurt, Dad.
Well, if it isn't the language police. All right, yeah. I won't say any bad words around your lovely children. Yeah, no, not at all.
All right. Thank you. And son, your dad is a capable man. I lift weights every couple of weeks. All right. I can handle myself. All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. And I would like to just say that even though you said you would watch it, don't let it happen again, sir. Thank you.
Okay, motherfucker. We were done.
What?
We were done. Okay. Now, don't make me stand up and reveal that I'm a lot taller than I look sitting down, because okay, I am.
Dad, don't do this. We're going to tell Mom it was cool. We're going to tell Mom the game was awesome and that there was fireworks.
Yeah, Dad, we have no idea how long this man's legs are.
Children, Johnny and Bonnie, I have to defend your time. I have to defend your honor and I have to defend the sanctity of your child, the innocence of your childhood. And all this right. man, even after I asked him politely to not curse and then reiterated the ask, still said the F word. I will not stand for that.
Hey, these kids Excuse are going to have to me. Hear bad language from me before they get bullied at school for their stupid name. Someone's going to call you a fucking loser for being named Johnny and Bonnie. Rhyming names. Bonnie, I don't know what that's short for. Johnny and Jonathan, I get that. Anyway...
Actually, Bonnet. I'm Bonnie. She's Johnny.
Okay. Sir, could you look? Come here.
Yes.
Lean in real close to me here, sir.
I am going to lean in because I have something to say to you, but what is it? Oh, get that smoke right in my face. Oh, you know what?
Dad, you're know. In smoke.
Oh.
Don't now breathe it in, call. Dad. You have asthma.
I'm going to run to the car. I'm going to get Dad's inhaler.
No, don't run. Don't go anywhere. This is a lesson that you're going to have to learn, son. Sir, you have crossed the line, and you have forced me to do the only thing that I can do in this moment, and that is thrash you.
Oh, my God. He's standing up. Oh, look how tall he is.
Oh,
yeah.
So my Lord.
He's stretching his legs out.
He's 7'9". He's 7'9" tall.
Okay, Dad. Yao
Ming?
Did you know you were fucking with Yao Ming?
Yao Ming?
I've seen him do this before. He pretends like he can't talk to everybody, and then he totally gets up and speaks perfect English.
What the heck? You're so tall.
I'm lifting you up, spinning you around my finger like a globetrotter.
Dad, you're spinning.
Rolling you into a
vertigo.
Ball.
You have vertigo, Dad. You can't handle this.
You have too many ailments, sir.
Oh.
And here comes the pitch right at your son.
Oh, no. Oh, not my son. Oh, Bonnie.
Oh,
Bonnie.
I was hit with the force of... Hit with the force of my whole father.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Bonnie. Please it's tell okay, your mother Dad, you still had a cool weekend.
Of course we had a cool weekend. Just stop with the fight. We don't have to fight.
No, I will not. He threw me into my own son.
This happens every time, Dad. You get turned into a freaking baseball and...
And today is the day that it ends. Today is the day that it ends.
Please, let's just go home. Let's go home.
No. Sir, on behalf of my dad, I'd like to apologize to you and buy you a hot dog. Would that be all right?
Oh, that's very, very cowardly of you. And just like your father, you are a coward, and I will take a hot dog. Thank you.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Now that I just... cannot stand for.
Oh,
make fun
Johnny.
Of my father all you want. He's a grown adult like you. But do not call my brother Bonnie a coward. I will not stand for it. If you do that one more time, sir, I'll have no choice but to thrash you.
Oh,
Johnny, don't do this on behalf of your family.
Well,
Johnny.
Father, you started it, and you've opened up a rift of escalating violence with no end in sight. You see what you've done? I now have to defend the honor of my brother.
Well, one of two things is happening here. The DNA of cowardice has skipped a generation in this kid, or what's much more likely is this is not your actual father. Your wife stepped out on you and pretended this was your son, and that's why he's got more confidence than you, or this kid that is clearly yours because of the cowardice.
We see a man in the dugout really trying not to listen.
we see... The man in the dugout is just sitting there silently, rubbing
knowing
his
he's
soul
a father,
rubbing his little soul back.
And scene. Thaddeo in the dugout.
Thaddeo in the dugout.
Thaddeo feels like a one-name Bonnie guy that Johnny. Could be like a guitarist. Yeah. Thaddeo could be like a flamenco guitar player.
Oh, yeah. Flamenco. Classical.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, folks, Thaddeo 2, it's been a pleasure having you guys on here. James Mannion, is there anything you'd like to plug anywhere people can find you?
Well, you can follow me on Twitter at Pizza Mannion. I don't know. I guess if you live in L.A., my improv group Leroy has a show on August 28th, I believe.
Nice.
At the Yard Theater, if you live in Los Angeles.
One thing I'm excited about with the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater coming back is finally our guests will be able to plug their live shows at UCB also, which will be coming
yeah.
up. So keep an eye on James Jaquise. I'm sure they'll be performing at the theater in lots of different ways on social media. Jaquise, where can people find you?
People can find me on Instagram at Jaquise Neal. And that's where you can always find me. Also, if you're watching Physical Season 2 on Apple TV, you'll see me pop up in the first episode and likely the last episode as well. So keep an eye out for that.
Hell yeah.
And, if you are also in LA, come on out. We started the show talking about it. Come on out to Comedian Feud at the Elysian Theater. Once a month. You can always find it at ElysianTheater.com or my Instagram will likely have whatever show I'm doing that month. So come check it out. It's always a good time.
Yeah, these guys run a great show there. And for fans of this podcast, there's a lot of guest crossover with who they bring into there. So you'll have a blast mm-hmm. and you know they're funny because you just heard it. Of course, Patreon.com/YouTheManNowDog for video of our episodes, extended episodes, extra two-man episodes with Ryan and I. And fun little drops that you can get exclusively, like Ryan's short that we dropped on there before it's got dropped online. And we keep doing stuff like that. So if you want to join us on Patreon and give some support there, there's a lot of perks. What do we think, Ryan?
That's right. And of course, we want to thank everybody that helps make the show with us. That's Brian Holmes and Hannah Rehack. And of course, Casey Trailer for our wonderful theme song. And Annie Wu for our logo. And then, of course, all of our listeners, supporters, patrons, thanks so much for keeping us going. And leave us a review if you like the show or tell a friend. All that good stuff all helps us out.
This is sloppy, but I am going to do it because it just occurred to me that it's worth saying. Go to cbbworld.com for the Comedy Bang Bang Tour. I'm going to be on the St. Louis, San Antonio, Houston, and Austin shows. So if you're in any of those cities or near them,
hell yeah.
That's the first week of August, so I should plug those as well.
Are you doing all that travel in 1 week?
Yeah, all of that in like wow. 4 days. It's each show is like one day after another. And then I'll be doing the LA show. They're doing a bunch of live podcasts, including the Hey Randy show, which I'll be doing that. So
hell yeah.
Go get tickets to all those if you're interested.
Hell yeah.
And... if you're, it's too many live plugs, but it's on my mind. Come to the LA Zoo tomorrow if you're listening to this on Friday, July 30th. There's an Improv for Humans happening live with me, Matt Besser, and more. They haven't told me who the other guests are. All right. Anything else?
No, that sounds good. Thank you so much for listening, guys. And James and Jacques, thank you so much for doing the show.
Yeah, it was so fun.
Thanks for having us,
y'all.
Thank you for having us.
Of course.
Bye-bye.